Dayton gunman's parents apologize for insensitive obituary. By John Sewer and Dan Sewell for the Associated Press in Cincinnati. The parents of the Dayton gunman have apologized for the wording in his obituary that didn't mention the mass shooting that left 9 dead, including his younger sibling. Stephen and Moira Betts issued a statement that said the obituary for Connor Betts was insensitive in not acknowledging the terrible tragedy that he created. They said they wanted to reflect the son they knew and weren't trying to minimize horror of his last act. The obituary described the 24-year-old as a funny, articulate, and intelligent man with striking blue eyes and a kind smile before it was taken down Wednesday by a funeral home in their hometown of Bellbrook, Ohio. Betts opened fire in a popular entertainment district in Dayton on August 4th that left 9 dead and at least 17 wounded by gunfire. Police say officers shot and killed Betts just outside the doors of a crowded bar. The family will be holding private memorial services for both of their children. Ethan Colley, a longtime friend of Betts, who told investigators he bought the body armor, a 100-round magazine, and a key part of the gun Betts used in the attack, will be in court Thursday after a judge balked at releasing him from jail. Authorities have said there's no indication Colley knew Betts was planning the mass shooting, but Colley is charged with lying on a federal firearms form while buying a pistol not used in the shooting. Prosecutors said Colley first spoke with investigators just hours after the shooting. Colley's attorney wants him released on house arrest. A judge has been reviewing where Colley would stay under house arrest with electronic monitoring and other conditions.